Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio. Today, we're going to talk about who is the Holy Ghost? Who is the Holy Ghost? One of the great mysteries. Well, in essence, when you think in terms of the various stages of progression that we've already talked about, and I'll go ahead and re-explain them one more time, all of us, every single thing that has life in this world began as intelligence, pure intelligence, our own individual intelligence. And these intelligences, in order to progress, had to receive matter. They had to be joined with matter. And that, my friends, was the spiritual creation. So basically, if you read the scriptures, it says all things were created spiritually before they are physically, meaning they came into existence spiritually. Now, creation simply means to organize. Now, if you think in terms of intelligence, I guess the greatest example of that would be the word logos, which is how John describes the Savior, Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, right? The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Meaning, in the beginning, logos. What is logos? Well, logos is the rational mind. It's pure intelligence. No emotion associated with whatsoever. However, and if you think in terms of no material body, whether that's a spiritual body or a physical body, or even a resurrected body, that simply means there's no emotion, no feelings, no happiness, no joy, no, really, I don't know if there's any meaning, right, to existence without the physical body or the spiritual body or the resurrected body. So these are all blessings. And long story short, we know that God the Father has a resurrected body, just like the Son. We know that Jesus Christ has a resurrected body. We know that the Holy Ghost, however, is a personage of spirit. What's the difference? Well, a spirit has a body that's made of finer spiritual matter, not discernible to the human eye. And basically, because he is a spirit, it gives him the ability to be felt by us and to testify to us. And the best way I can explain this to you is it gives him the advantage as far as being able to communicate to us as human beings the truth to Jesus Christ, which is his mission. So what are the fruits of the Spirit? How do we know when we're being influenced by the Holy Ghost? Well, Paul explained that the spirits are subject to the prophet. The spirit is subject to the prophet. What does that mean? That means simply that it's not going to pick you up and throw you around the room. You know, you're not going to go into convulsions or nothing unseemly. You're not going to become all distorted and you're, no. It simply means that you're going to receive that pure, calm reassurance that something is true. Now, what are the fruits of the Spirit? Well, individuals that are under the influence of the Holy Ghost, right? We're told that they can speak in new tongues. They can speak the tongues of angels, right? Now, one of the things that Paul pointed out that if I have the gift of tongues and there's no one there to interpret it, I should keep that to myself. Wherever there's tongues, there has to be an interpreter in order for that to actually be a spiritual gift. So someone going off and talking in some kind of, you know, weird language, that is not the gift of tongues. The gift of tongues is given so that individuals that don't have understanding can get it, number one. Number two is it literally allows us to speak in the tongue of angels. But the gift of tongues is also there to bless us so that we communicate with individuals of other languages. But just remember this concept. The Spirit does not work anything unseemly, right? And that everything the Spirit does is for the benefit of mankind. So what other gifts do we have? Well, you've got the gift of revelation, which simply means communication between you and God. Personal revelation, right? That's one of the gifts of the Spirit. Prophecy. the gift of prophecy is a gift of the Spirit. What is prophecy? Well, prophecy is a correct understanding of things that happened in the past, things that are happening today, and things that are going to happen in the future. It literally is being able to understand where we came from, why we're here, and where we're going. That is the gift of prophecy. We're also told that individuals that have the Holy Ghost can receive the gift of knowledge. Knowledge is more than faith. By the way, faith is also a gift of the Spirit. Faith is to believe in something you haven't seen. That's true. When we talk about knowledge, that simply means that you know something is true. Big difference. And people think that this gift of knowledge is like the Spirit just zaps you and boom, you have knowledge. No, that's not how it works. The way it works is you go through experience, and through experience, the Spirit will point out the things that you are supposed to learn from that experience. And most knowledge, by the way, comes through struggle, comes through suffering. It isn't a magic wand being waved over your head and say, I bless you with knowledge. No, no, it doesn't work that way. You're going to gain knowledge through your own experience. The Holy Ghost is just going to teach you the things that you need to know. What about the gift of wisdom? Well, we know that Solomon prayed for wisdom, and the Lord blessed him with wisdom, so he became the wisest man in the world. Wisdom is simply the ability to make the most beneficial choice for yourself and others. So when you have wisdom, you're trying to think like God thinks. What would be best for everybody involved? What's going to be best? Not just for me, but for you and for everybody else that's going to be affected by our choices. Now, think about Solomon. Think about the two women that were brought before Solomon that were arguing over the one baby that lived and the one that died. And, of course, Solomon thought to himself, okay, we'll figure this out. And he called one of his soldiers to come up with a sword and said, let's just divide the baby in half and give him each half of it. And then, of course, the true mother said, no, just let her have it. And the one that was lying, well, she said, no, go ahead and divide it. Long story short, that, my friends, is wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to make the right choice for everyone involved. And that, my friends, is one of the greatest gifts we can get from God. And it's something that we pray for, not just for us, but for the leaders in our society, the leaders everywhere. The leaders in our homes, the fathers and the mothers and the children, all of us need wisdom, right? To make the right choice. That's a gift of the Holy Ghost. So, long story short, is that there's other gifts of the Spirit. You can read about them yourself. But I'm telling you at this time, the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway is that there are ways for us to benefit from these gifts. But the other thing we need to remember is that the Holy Ghost will not dwell in unclean tabernacles. All the rationalizations aside, all right, let's just talk the way it is. First of all, what does it mean to have a clean tabernacle? Well, it means to clean it, get rid of all the filth, right? It simply means to go to God and repent. Repent in the name of Jesus Christ, become more like Him. It means to turn your back on the world, to turn your back on the pornography that surrounds us, to turn your back on the violence that surrounds us, to turn your back on the gluttony that surrounds us, to turn your back on the hatred and the anger and all the destructive forces at work in this society of ours, because as you can see, that's where it's leading people, to destruction. And this is a fulfillment of the prophecy, which was given whereby, I believe it was Paul stated, those that defile their temple, that temple will be destroyed. Jesus Christ said, know ye not that you are the temple of God? And whatsoever temple is found to be unclean, that temple will be destroyed. So we need clean temples. We need to abandon bad habits like alcohol, tobacco, drugs. I'm not even a fan of marijuana or anything else that distorts your vision, because in the end, it's going to deprive you of opportunities to learn. It's better for us, far better for us, to live without these things and to derive our strength through prayer, right, from God. I'm not talking about individuals that for a medical condition or whatever, have to take stuff. What I'm talking about is the individual that's a recreational user. I think it's fun because all you're doing is you're depriving yourself of the ability to grow. Anyhow, this is Paul Drockton, my friends. God bless. And this is True Religion Radio. Have a great day.